Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues today. This is Brother Davis, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Youngblood, and certainly got a little bit excited at the end of that broadcast because the Word of God excites me. I really love God, I love His people, and I love the church on today. And I certainly, that's how you feel. I certainly hope that that's how you feel. Listen, 904-831-0917, that call to get you to the studio, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions or comments. Feel free to call us on today. And I thank you so much, Brother Davis Harper, for that call a while ago. That's 50, the 50th Psalm. And I believe that was verse number 15 we were talking about. And that psalm got me so excited because God said, call upon Him and He will answer us and we shall praise Him. That's what we should do anyhow. Every morning, if God allows us to wake up and when our feet hit the floor and we're able to put one foot before the other, certainly we ought to look up and say, thank you, God, for another day. This is another day that the Lord has made. And we can rejoice and be glad in it. So I thank God again. So once again, we were talking about praying for the president and this transition that's getting ready to happen by January the 20th. But certainly the rhetoric has not ceased. This is something that I was very displeased with. I don't know who came up with the idea of permitting them to character assassinate one another. Listen, if they can't run on record, accomplishments, background, I mean, what have you done? What have you accomplished? Do you have a good track record of getting things done? In other words, do you have the evidence to support who you are? Are you worthy of holding that position or that title or that office? Listen, that's what should qualify a person for a position, and that's what they should speak on. If they have no accomplishments with which that they can come forth with to prove that they are worthy, then I could see you saying something about them in that area. But when it comes down to being a Nazi, being like Hitler, so forth and so on, listen, everybody can't take negative comments and negative talk. There are many weak-minded and sick individuals out there in society that pray, P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y, that pray upon that type of information, and they will take advantage of that, and sometimes that forces them to go out and do silly things, such as the shooter in Pennsylvania, how he tried to assassinate the president and the bullet grazed his ear, such as the second person that was hiding out in the hedges, that never got a chance to get a shot off, and come to find out, let me say, some of what I heard, I don't know it to be a fact, but from what I heard, he was paid to get out there and take a shot at the president. Listen, and I'm talking about the ones who are in the office right now. The president himself, Joe Biden, should know better. Kamala Harris should know better. And they should do better. But they're using negative talk, character assassination to accomplish their ends. And not only that, many other things. What they call the woke culture that goes against what, not just the norms of society, but what the Word of God says. When we look at the Word of God, it's right. It fits every area in society, all areas of our life. There's not an area that we don't need the Word of God. And again, I was trying to give you that number. I think it was a quintillion or something like that. Zero to the 16th power. That's how much God's word doesn't have a possibility of failing, not accomplishing anything in life. Zero to the 16th power. So that tells me when he speaks a word, something is going to happen. So listen, whether it happens for your good or for the bad, listen, you can put yourself on either side of the fence, but make sure that you are obeying his word, because in that 50th Psalm that I just read, he said he will, he's promising you, if you call upon him, he will deliver you, and you're going to praise him. You shall be able to give him the praise for what he had done. 904-831-0917. That's our number today. That's the number that gets you in. Amen. So, again, all the rhetoric, all the negative talk should stop. Because this is what put the president's life in jeopardy and also his family. I heard his son say on one of the news coverages that they had after that second attempt, he said, "My father is running out of lives." And that was ever so true. It is still true right now. Iran today has a price on his head. I'm talking about our president. So listen, this is the reason why I say, let's continue to support him in prayer. It's not no time for us to stop now. It's not all over. We're going to have to continue to pray. Even after he leaves the office, we still need to pray. Pray for one another. Pray for yourself that the will of God will be done. Amen. When we look at colleges and universities, they are offering classes for grieving because of the president's election. Listen, he's the president-elect. America is the one that made the choice. We have to understand. So you can't turn around and call everybody by some negative name or however you want to label them simply because they made a choice for their candidate. We have to make choices in life every day. Every time you get up out of your bed each morning, you are faced with choices. If you make the right choice, you get a good result. If you make the wrong choice, you get a bad result. So listen, going back to what the scriptures say, and I always have to stick with the word. The Bible says that you reap what you sow. If you sow good seed, you're going to reap good. If you sow bad seed, you're going to reap something bad. So listen. Don't turn around and put it on God, and don't put it on your neighbor. Charge it to yourself. It's because of the choices that you made, and choices carry consequences. Amen? So let us understand. Amen? We have to continue to keep praying. But then, when we consider now how they feel so negative about the election, we just came out of a negative season where they praised evil every day, starting in September, my birth month, all the way through October to October the 31st, where they celebrate Halloween. Witchcraft was glorified. Evil was glorified. Dead things were glorified. I saw it in all the stores where I went. Even at the local store on the corner, dead things were praised. They had pictures in there. They had stuffed dummies of a dead person or rotting corpse and different things like that. And pictures of witches and warlocks and all these different kind of things. The world just got through glorifying evil And I'm not sure if the saints even prayed. Listen, I always pray that whatever it is that they're doing, because Christ died for them too, even the witches and the warlocks and all these people can be saved if they repent and turn from their sin. That's what Brother Davis prays for. I pray that God save all people. I know that they all won't be saved. I understand that according to the scripture. Everybody's not going to heaven, but it's going to be a result of their choice that they made here. You didn't accept what God's Son did for you out on Calvary's cross so that you could be saved. God said hell wasn't made for man, but it was made for the devil and his angels. But I understand some are going there because of their choices. So this is why I'm trying to encourage you. Make the right choice on today. Come on over on the Lord's side while the blood is still running warm in your veins. 904-831-0917. That's our number to the studio today. Listen, when we look at how President Trump won the election, not only did he win, but freedom won. The truth won. Religious liberties won. Our free speech won. And our economy won. The gas and oil industry won. Now, all of these came as a result, and again, I'm always going to credit God because he's sovereign. His supernatural hand, he moved in this election, and he had his way about things. God's will was done in this election. Say it as you may. Believe it if you don't want to believe it. That's fine. But getting back to what I said earlier, God is a sovereign, and it doesn't matter what man think or whatever he does. When God does things, man can't go back and undo it simply because God's got all power in his hands. Amen. I believe I got a call on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment.
Yes, I'd like to give a comment. I don't know exactly in the Bible where it's located because I'm in my car driving, and I wanted to say something. I agree with you 100% as Christians. Even the Bible instructs us that we should pray for our leaders, our kings, people who are in charge of us, people who have rule over us. God specifically says that we have to pray for them. So as Christians, I really believe, you know, since we are in the spiritual battle, the Bible says we don't war against flesh and blood, but of the rulers and powers and the wickedness of the darkness of this world. As Christians, we need to stand up and start showing more love, more compassion like Jesus did, even to each other. Even in our churches, I see so many Christians who are against each other, but we have to love each other. We have to pray for each other, pray for the nation, pray for each other and help each other. Don't be jealous. People need to stop being jealous and envious of everything. Even as Christians, I see it so much, but Christians need to humble themselves and get back to praying and loving and helping each other the way God meant us to do.
Amen, amen. And thank you so much, Sister Sophia, for those comments. And I believe you will find that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I've taught from that many a times simply because of the various pastors and Christians that I've had a chance to socialize with, especially over the last 4 years since President Biden was in there. And even with President Trump's first term, how many people were saying how they hated him and how they, and believe it or not, I mean, many wanted him dead years ago. But again, getting back to what you said, if you don't pray, I don't care if you don't like Trump. I don't care if you don't like Biden. If you don't pray for the president, even though you don't like him, as a Christian, you're not doing your job.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So we have to understand. Because we are commanded by scripture to be different. Let me put emphasis on that. Not better than the next individual. Different because we have the Spirit of God down on the inside. And now God walks in us. He talks through us. He works through us. We are ambassadors for Christ. So if we don't treat people with the love of God that was in our hearts, then listen, we're not fitting for the kingdom.
Amen. That's what God tells us we have to do.
So again, I mean, I thank you so much for your call, because Christians, so many don't understand that. Again, they let that be a division. My wife and I were talking about that a few days ago, and we were, I was telling her the same thing about, even in this election, I mean, it looked like it got worse in this election here. How Christians failed, and I'm just going to say failed, because they just didn't do their job.
That's right.
They failed to continue to love one another simply because one claimed to be a Democrat and one claimed to be a Republican, and they let that be a division. It's the stumbling block. And let me say this. It's the trick of the devil. Many years ago, I heard one of the old church mothers, the old lady that's in the church, we call them church mothers. Yes. And this old lady got up in the church and said, the devil is sticking the saints up. That's like a person holding a gun on you in a holdup or a robbery. He's sticking the saints up. In other words, he's taking the goody-goody from them. And now they don't have anything with which they can even protect themselves, because the devil has stolen that from them. He's stolen the love. He's stolen the fellowship. He's stolen the joy. And listen, the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. If you let the devil steal your joy, listen, you don't have anything to stand on.
Amen.
So I thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. I think everyone needs to realize on today, again, pray for those, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Paul told Timothy, that was his instructions to his young protege, and that's still good for us right now today. Pray for those who are in authority. Again, even your local leaders, even your leaders in the church. Listen, your pastor is not a perfect person. Be it as he may be someone that you look up to and are trustworthy. You think he's trustworthy and you can fully have trust and confidence in him. He needs prayer too. He's human. And he comes. In fact, there's a bigger target on his back than it is on the lay members, because he is the representative that carries the word of God. He gets the messages, what to give the people. He is the shepherd of the church. So we have to understand, pastors and all leaders as well, even on the local level, again, local governments, state governments, so forth and so on, they all need prayer. Now, let me tell you another thing. Show you another point of view. The reason why things are so corrupt and things are so out of order is because, again, we as Christians fail to do our duty. Some Christians in the last election didn't vote. They just stayed home and say, well, God is the sovereign and his will is going to be done anyway, so I don't have to do nothing. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Like Dr. Youngblood says, no, 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 10,000 times no. Listen, we still have a duty to do by going down and throwing the switch and voting. That's what our forefathers and mothers died for, that you would have rights to be able to go and vote, and many other rights that we have that we're supposed to be enjoying right now. Somebody died so that you could have those rights. And even when you look at Christ, Christ died so that you would have a right to the tree of life. So listen, if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing as Christians, again, we're not doing our job. But so many walked around and started talking about how these people are not doing right in these offices and these positions of authority, even in government. We have sat down on the stool of do nothing as Christians, and we have, in some cases, voted for degenerate people with degenerate ideas and thoughts, unsaved people. We have put these people in office, and now they're making degenerate decisions that affect every area of your life, and now you're not comfortable with it. You don't want to complain and bellyache. Listen, you don't have a reason to complain. If you voted for that person and they were not God-fearing Christians, believers, people who you know are living right, and people who you can trust to obey the word of God and do it as God's word says it needs to be done. If we didn't vote for these type of people and put them in the office, then it's our fault. So again, getting back to what I said earlier, Choices carry consequences. You reap what you sow. We put a bad seed in the office, so we reaped bad results. But guess what? I thank God that these offices, these positions, these people are not in positions for life. Some of them are. I mean, I hate the way that they have it set up in Congress. Some of them are in there for life. I mean, I think that needs to be reworked, redone, so that they will serve a term or a couple of terms like the president does. And then when that's over, then somebody else get a chance to be elected. That's the way that needs to be done. Not just a lifetime, stay there until you just die out. Give somebody else a chance to be able to hold that particular office, and maybe we can get someone in there that'll do it right. But this is what we need to do. When we see the bad apples that are holding positions of authority in government right now, in your local government, wherever that might be, and they're not doing it according to the word of God, vote them out. You have the power to do that. And again, if you don't take advantage of that, you are missing your moment. So let's not let that happen to us on today. Amen. 904-831-0917. That call that gets to the studio right to our microphones so we can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. Let's make sure that we stay on the right page with God. Again, God is a sovereign. He's got all power in his hands, and he does things the way he wants to do them. And no matter what men say or do, when God does something, they can't come back and undo what he has done. Let me read you something from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Beginning at verse number 18, it says, "To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved." Now listen, listen to the rest of what this got to say. Verse 21. "Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he," talking about God, "that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." And let me skip down to verse 25. "To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For he is strong in power, and not one faileth." Listen, that's speaking about the power and the majesty of the Almighty God. Getting back to what I said earlier, doesn't matter what man has to say about things. When God does something, man doesn't have the power to come back and undo it. So that's why I said, we got to continue to pray, because even though President Trump is not in the office yet, January the 20th, and you can mark this. You can mark this down on the calendar. January the 20th is going to be a day of turmoil. Listen, I'm not talking about an insurrection like they call it the other time, but it's going to be another day of confusion and a day of evil, because they're already threatening not to certify him, and they're trying to find ways right now not to do that. So again, that's why I say we don't need to stop praying right now. Unless God intervenes, that's what we're going to see. He is the president-elect, and this is one that America has chosen. So again, I say thank you to the Christians and patriots if you did your civic duty by voting or having a voice or say in this year's election. If you did not vote, again, I'm saying shame on you. And you have no reason to complain. But this is a time that we as the saints of God can celebrate the move of God and his handworks throughout all the earth, because God still prevails today in 2024. And that's the reason why I read that scripture to you from Isaiah chapter 40 in verses 10 through 15, verses 18 and 21 through 26. Now listen, this is what he had to say, and I'm sticking with the same book, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 10. He said, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am he. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have said, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?" Listen, again, getting back to what I said earlier, God is letting you know that he is God, and he is God all by himself. And whatever it is you don't like about him, there's nothing you can do about it. He says when he goes to work, you can't prevent him from working. So listen, again, I want you to take heart. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to continue to pray for the president and for this entire nation. Because right where we are right now, simply because we have turned our backs on God and we have done so many evil things, if God doesn't judge America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. All the things that have happened in this nation, I'm certainly praying that God will send a great revival all through this nation so that we all can get back on point with God. Listen, I love you, Dave, and it's time for me to go. But even though I got to leave you, I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Lord. Continue to pray for the ministry and for everybody that is in the USA. Thank you so much for listening on today. God bless you. Come back and join us again on the next time as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
This is Roger with The Truth Radio, and we're sending Bibles to the world. Here's Michael with The Bible League.
I was introduced to Ferdinand, who lives in Burundi, Africa, the world's poorest country. You could tell this man was malnourished from birth. He was very small for his size, and I found out his widowed mother became a prostitute to make ends meet and even forced